Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Nonfiction Books Podcast, Holiday Edition, Episode 12. Today we're reading the book, Money Under the Car Seat and Other Things to Thank God For by Daniel White III. 80 Lighter Things to Thank God For, Part 3. 51 I Thank God For Sweets. 52 I Thank God For Children Who Tell You the Truth the First Time. 53 I Thank God For Leftovers. 54 I Thank God For Ramen Noodles. 55 I Thank God I Remembered to Cut the radio off when the pastor's car pulled up in the driveway. 56 I Thank God For Bathroom Spray. 57 I Thank God I Remembered to Hit the Save Button after I finished typing on the computer. 58 I Thank God For Taxi Cabs. 59 I Thank God For the Penny Jar. 60 I Thank God For Safety Pins. 61 I Thank God For the Snooze Button. 62 I Thank God For Lotion and Vaseline. 63 I Thank God For the Day After Thanksgiving Sale. 64 I Thank God For Directory Assistance. 65 I Thank God For Junk Food. 66 I Thank God For Mirrors so people can see what they look like before they leave the house. 67 I Thank God For Potty Training Being Completed. 68 I Thank God For Fast Food. 69 I Thank God For Reminding Me to Cut the Stove Off. 70 I Thank God For Grocery Stores because many of us would starve trying to grow our own food. 71 I Thank God For the Chinese People Who Seem to Make Everything. 72 I Thank God Someone Remembered to Put the Dog Out. 73 I Thank God For Sliced Bread. 74 I Thank God For the Food We Find in the House when we think and say we don't have any food in the house. 75 I Thank God For a Full Belly. 76 I Thank God For the Gift of Laughter. 77 I Thank God For Car Accidents When No One Gets Hurt. 78 I Thank God For Mobile Devices, Smartphones and Handhelds. 79 I Thank God For Email, Twitter and Facebook. 80 I Thank God For Set It and Forget It Kitchen Appliances. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this book and any other Christian fiction, nonfiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you're a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you're on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him, which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, If you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you so much for listening.